Who's teaching it?
Rich somebody. I don't know what the hell his last name is. But it's expensive. I know that. He told me to look at a 177 Cardinal.
It is June 4th at 3:01 p.m. We are going to call the Dakota County Board of Equalization to order. We'll start by standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And Joan, can you call roll?
Kevin?
Here.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
You haven't done this for a while. Snuff, you good?
I'm going to give it my best shot.
All right.
A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the board meeting room and is available for review. We will start with the consent agenda items and the approval of the previous minutes of March 26, 2018.
I'd make a motion to go ahead and go with the consent agenda items and the approval of previous ones.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes. Okay, we'll move on to new business. And Jeff Curry, the assessor, requesting the board to approve, appoint, and set compensation for the use of certified appraisers as referees for property valuation protests.
How is everyone doing?
Good, how's Jeff?
Good. So, just to give you guys a quick update, the mail count went out. It was about 8,500 and some COVs in total. 2,700 of those were ag. About 930 of them were for commercial. Everything else is going to be residential. So, I'm not sure what you guys want to do or what we were thinking. You know, if there's... If you wanted somebody to help, because the residential project ended, that's why, I mean, we only have about just under 1,000 total residential parcels. And after that three-year project, almost all of them changed. They did some changes last year because the state requested it from TVI. Those were the only ones that didn't change. That's why it's down to about 930. So, I mean, I would think with those kind of numbers, you can count on about... traditionally, you're going to see a 15 to 20% of that number that are going to have questions. At least we'll have questions and they're going to come in and talk to us. So we'll do the best. We've kind of set some different things up and processes up in the assessor's office to try to catch as many as we can up front, you know, to help out. But there's still going to be those that just kind of bypass all that, and they'll just go right to Joan's office and grab the paperwork. So,
I have a feeling there's going to be a bunch.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, especially on the commercial side, because that's where the biggest, you know, like remember 16 was just all over the place. We had 100% here, and you're not going to see that in residential. Or you're not really going to see that in ag, but in commercial, we are going to see it. So there's going to have to be some explanation going on.
I think the commercial, you're going to probably get a few, but I think the most logical people as business owners are, they're going to understand for the most part that they've been undervalued for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay. But with that said, even, you know, I got my house today, and that went up a pretty good little jolt. And as I was walking in here, there was a lady from Dakota City that I seen hers, and she was asking me about it, and hers just roughly went from 60 to 90-some thousand. So I just have a feeling there's going to be a few. Am I okay with mine? Probably, you know?
Yeah. So it's one of those things. I mean, how much help do you think we need or do we want to sign up for? I know the contract that we have with TVI for the maintenance and stuff would cover us, but that's... It's a pretty high dollar amount. I mean, it's almost like if we use those guys, we should make that specific to commercial only kind of thing, and maybe look for somebody else on the residential potentially, or There's probably, I just checked the Yellow Pages before I came in, because before we didn't, I think there's like six companies listed now, finally, over in Sioux City.
Do you don't think that you've gotten educated over the last 3 years with the tax evaluation people, where you can, you know, sit down with these people and... is that done for me to say?
Yes. The big stuff, no. But we're not going to solve that there anyway. I mean, if Tyson wants to come in and talk to me again, that's going to end up with lawyers. And
right, I understand. But
like regular commercial, yeah, that's what my background is.
Right, right. Residential, so. You're comfortable with that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually, right. Christy's comfortable with residential. That's all I got left, but she's comfortable with it, too. Yeah, so residential, I'm not overly worried about. That's going to be pretty straightforward. We'll pull three comps for everybody and just move on. But commercial will take a little bit more time. That's the one I'm worried about.
Yeah, my commercial went up like, and it's fine because it's all on public record, but mine went from like 420 to 660 or something like that.
Yeah, there's some big numbers out there. Yeah. And there was some things, we found stuff that just was omitted. I mean, we found new buildings out there when I got the guys, sent them all over. And so there's going to be all kinds of conversations.
I'm sure.
At varying levels.
And we knew this was going to happen.
Yeah. So it's kind of anticipated, and that's why I was thinking we can handle a lot, and I can do a one-page recommendation for you guys on residential and ag and give you the comps to make the decisions from. You know, I mean, I'm not, but the commercial stuff, we'll see how it comes in, but that would be where I would anticipate we would need some, a little bit more help.
And if we need help, do we want to use the people that we've used in the past? Is that comfortable with that?
Yeah, they know it now. They've been here for a little over 3 years, been in these buildings, most of them.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, so they really know it now. They're the ones that they would probably be the best equipped.
Mm-hmm. Tax evaluation.
Yeah.
And, you know, if... I don't know if time would permit. It'd be nice if we were a little better set, because then I could even help them a little bit and take some of the smaller, you know, anything under $500,000, just take that off their hands and I would do it. But I don't know if I'll have time if I'm going to be trying to help as much as I can pound out the residential and the ag. Well, ag mostly went down, so I don't really anticipate hearing much from ag at all, really.
What? And you told me the numbers one time before, and maybe you don't remember them, and I vaguely remember, but was it like, did we lose like $20 or $25 million?
It was just under
30?
50.
Yeah, 50?
Just
okay.
Under Fred F. Well, it's under, it's like 49 something. We might as well say 50. Yeah.
Right, exactly. The commercial and then the residential, yeah.
Yeah, and then it was about 80 million on the commercial, which is helping us eat that 50. And residential, some residential actually did go down, too. So.
Well, why didn't mine go down?
Your average Joe said anything average?
Average Joe, I love that guy. Average
he
Joe.
He told me you leave Scott where he's at.
Bump him.
He just wants you to protest.
Yeah.
What do you want today?
So I think today is if we have to, we have a contract, TBI for commercial is what I would be looking for.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess Tax Valuation Inc. is what they...
Mm-hmm. And then the board would handle residential?
Because if I can give you guys that report with the comps on it, it should be straightforward for you. You know what I mean? And I can help. I would be in here too, you know, kind of deal. So it's up to you guys how much you want to take. And I know Marty, with construction background, that helps too, dollar per square foot. Sometimes we'll go down that conversation path. But
so, okay, last time around, if I'm not mistaken, we had roughly 900 residentials. Okay, and I don't know what you foresee on the commercial side, but how much more time does it take for the commercial for them to actually... to figure out comps and et cetera versus it does a home? So I'm just trying to look, are we going to have the same type of bill with these guys, even though there's...
I would...
If there's, let's say there's a third or there's half. I don't know what it's going to be. I have no idea.
See, they took a lot of residential on, too, which is part of it at that rate. And less, actually less, because commercial does take longer because we don't have... Some of our commercial is unique, so we have to actually go outside the county or outside the metro area and actually define comp.
Right.
So it's, or a lot of times we just go over to Sioux City to Woodbury, like AutoZone wants to, I've got, what, three of them over town. So those are quick. I can do those pretty quick and easy. But it's some of the ethanol plants of the world, the Tysons, the BPIs, coal relief is pretty unique in their storage. Some of those require more work, and I know all of those are changing value.
Okay.
But the residential does. I mean, a residential, I mean, we're talking 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I mean, literally, there's not much. But depending on the commercial, it could be a day. It just depends on how much data we need.
Sure.
Okay.
So, yeah. I guess what do we think?
Yeah, otherwise we'll just figure it out. I don't, you know, it's whatever you guys think.
Why don't we just move forward with what we have?
And I guess just kind of watch it, or
maybe
we could track it, or I can put an Excel spreadsheet down on it. Or, well, actually, we have one, because doesn't Cherie keep one?
We do. I mean, when the people come to protest, do you want us to assign them to a referee, or if it's residential? And if not, then they come to the board? Is that correct?
For the commercial?
Residential.
Yeah, it would be, I mean, I can be the referee if you want, or we could actually use Sam. We have a contract with him, too, if you wanted to. Or Doug, because Doug, I think, he was in a week ago, and he sounded like he said he'd have time. So if we want to. And I think Doug's at 75, right? Because he's never changed it. And I know, can't go back. I mean, well, Lyle's been out of it. I mean, he told me he didn't want to really deal with it and with his hip. And
yeah, he's fighting health issues.
I don't know anybody else. And the other crew I like was with Mark Ross, knowing those guys, but they've moved on. They just do appraisals for the state now. So I don't really know who.
Well, if we get a couple hundred, though, they better have a referee, and then
they
can't hear you. You know, they all can't come before the board.
Yeah, because, well, the meeting schedule, you guys, I don't even know. With you'd almost have to sit in here all day.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want you guys to have to do that either. Because it's a tough schedule. I mean,
we'll know more in our next meeting how many numbers. I mean, we'll know.
Yeah, because it's starting to come in today. It must have gotten delivered today because we've been talking.
What's the deadline? July 1st?
No,
June 30th is the last day.
Oh, today?
Yeah, we're already assigning
them. Okay.
Oh, you guys have had people. We've already got people signed up. Yeah, so that's some people just go right by us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're so friendly. We even had donuts in there today.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't even know what they missed.
I don't think it's a matter of not being friendly. I think they know the procedure.
They could, too, yeah. I mean, I think 16 was, we tried to put as much stuff in the paper as we could. It was fairly educational.
I don't think there's any way around it. I really don't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Cool. Okay, so
what's your prediction on residential? How many do you think will end up in here?
Well, we'll have... I mean, at least, we're probably going to have in the 300, I'm guessing. I don't have anything crazy, but it's like we took calls today for $1,200 increases, and they want, and it's like, and we didn't, they all decided not to protest so far. Anybody about under 5 and under, but, so I'm just guessing the ones that are 10 or 12 or 15 grand. Which is a typical can be when you look at it percentage wise, is that's can be a typical
grand.
Market up increase. You know, anything that's crazy will be easy to fix because there's obviously something wrong. So we tell them, you know, like if your house was at $200,000, now it's at $600,000, we did something wrong.
I would have to. I think it's going to be more than 300 if I had to say, but that's,
it could be if they're remembering 16.
Yeah. But okay, so. I said, we got to act on this today, right? We got to do something, get something going. So let's, I don't think that we.
What do you
have the knowledge nor the time? I mean, huh? I mean, the guy hates to spend the money.
We're going to need the help.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what do we need to do to get it then? We need to sign a contract with somebody.
The TDI guys have the crew. I have not spoken with them.
We have a contract with
TDI. And we're covered with them already via the inmate. But I think...
is there somebody cheaper we'd use for like some of the residential stuff?
Yeah, I think we could maybe talk to Doug or... Yeah, you.
That should be like your going away presentation.
Oh, yeah, that's a good going, yeah.
Yeah. I could... I mean, innovative appraisal, I could talk to him, but I want to, you know... The only concern would be if there's a conflict, because he does fee appraisal work in the county, too. And he also helps us with data listing in the county, so then if he's using his license, I mean, but we could use him, and that would be a discounted rate. I wish Murph was still doing it. I think if you guys want it, I can make a couple of calls to a couple other appraisers to help with, I really would like to keep TBI on commercial with that rate.
Are you saying TBI?
Yeah.
Okay, TBI. Okay,
RTI, TBI.
This is my only problem with that. If we don't go back with those guys again, okay, let's just say, for instance, and I don't know what their schedule is, but they've already been through, I guarantee who these people are going to come back and probably protest. They've already been there, done that. Okay, so it ain't like there's going to be a lot more time involved because they're so familiar with everything. I think by the time you go hire a guy for $80 an hour and they're charging $125 an hour, I guarantee you're going to spend more money from that guy that has not the knowledge. And these guys have, you know, they could probably look at that's the way I'm looking at it.
No, that's a good point.
You know, guys have...
They've been in and out, you know, and they've also done residential projects with
us. That's where I stand at it. I think if we're going to do something, I think we just, you know, you contact them, and I would stick with tax value. That's what I would do. I think it makes the most sense, and it seems like a lot of money, but I think it could get out of control other ways.
I mean, there's definitely a risk of that. I wouldn't disagree with that at all. Like I said...
Okay, so this is what I want to do. You know what, let's just... I'll make a motion if this is a proper motion or not, but let's just have you get with tax evaluation people and get them lined up, set up, and see if they are able to come up and referee for us. Yeah, perfect. That's my motion.
You want that, like it reads here, the $125 an hour, not to exceed $60,000
without the board's approval.
You want to read that one?
Yeah, let's read it that way as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Please, thank you for pointing that out, Billy.
You bet, Scott.
Perfect. I'll second it.
Cheers. Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
All right. So next, discuss and set dates for the Board of Equalization to meet in June and July to review and accept the referee's recommendations, or to set their own value on property valuation protests. It looks like June 26th, 27th, and 28th?
No, it's the underlined July
12th, 23rd, and 24th.
That's Board of Equalization. The other one's just hearing dates for referees.
Oh, okay. All right.
12, 23,
24. Why don't we set all three of those up, and if we don't need all of them, we won't use
it. We can reduce it, right?
I would make a motion. Do we need a motion on that? I guess we do.
12.
So that's.
I would move to set aside July 12th, 23rd, and 24th for the Board of Equalization to meet to hear the protest.
Is that what we've been setting them for, Joan?
Second.
If we do them all in one meeting, fine.
Hey.
There's only 30?
Yeah. Okay.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay. I think that's it for the new business. Am I... No? Okay.
Did you have some under, over, omitting?
I did not get that into the template yet, so I'll bring it in the next one for them.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to put that in the template you guys used to send. So,
Okay.
I was all wrapped up with my little budget.
Okay.
Spends my best
little
friend.
Budget.
Spend my best friend for a few days.
I like that. I like that.
Little budget.
Little budget. Oh, yes. Little tiny, itty bitty budget.
I like that.
I think that should
be good for you.
All right. Any mail and or emergency business? Any public comment for the Board of Equalization? No? Can't get a bite off on that one?
No, not my thing.
All right. We are adjourned at 3:21.
3:22, my clock says. Yours can be the same. Okay, we're going to move into the Board of Commissioners here. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county boardroom. It is available for review of all people who care to follow along. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, consent agenda items. We have the approval of the previous minutes on May 21st of 2018, the approval of the payroll claims, and accounts payables. I went through them. Simple, easy, normal formality. So, with that said, I guess I need a motion to approve the consent agenda items.
So, move the consent agenda items from item A to C.
Okay, we got a motion by Tony with the consent from A, B, and C. And a second by?
Second.
Second by Kevin. We call roll, please, Joan.
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, we have new business here. Number 2A, we have Dave, the State Ag Inspection Specialist, to address the board regarding noxious weed program in Dakota County. Dave, welcome.
Thank you.
Good to see you again.
Thank you.
I see you got the new sidekick there with
you.
Yeah,
it is.
Is it going to be all right, you think, or not? You think he's going to be okay? Yeah, I know it.
Yeah.
You even got him all shaved up, so that was good.
Yeah. I noticed that last time I saw him.
He's semi-cleaned up.
Seen before that.
We can't have those chemicals in here.
Stick That's around. True, yeah. Yeah. This, again, is a evaluation of last year's program, and as I told Matt, that he really doesn't have anything to worry about this because he didn't have anything to do with it. So, and again, this is... for last year, and there are a lot of different things on there, survey results, county follow-up, office evaluation, county reports, continuing education. Last year, it comes up to 3251 out of 3,400 points, and that's about average of my whole 26-county area. And I guess this year is, as we're coming into a new weed superintendent, I guess, and I'm sure all of you know this, that you are responsible for have a coordinated noxious weed program in the county. We have had a couple calls from this county talking about noxious weeds, about leaf spurge, and I know that Matt's been out spraying, and he's contacted some landowners. And I guess what I would just say that I would encourage you to keep giving him the time to do this. I know he's got other things to do also, but this time of year, noxious weeds are pretty important because this is when they're hitting and when they really need to be paid attention to and work done on them. Does anybody have any questions on anything, noxious weeds, the program? Like I said, I will continue to be in touch with him and to also look the county over. We generally come in and look the counties over and do inspection reports, and sometimes we find some nasty things and we send them to you and to the weed superintendent.
This is how proactive he is. We met with him today about 10:30. By noon, he had a boat lined up to do the river spray. And we know we're going to outsource that for $2,000, so he's already saving us money. And next year, I want to see that score about
$3,400. he's a hard worker, and he's willing to learn and to do things, and it takes a little time for the new superintendent to kind of get figured out what's going to happen and what he needs to do. But again, like I said, I just want to make sure that, you know, you guys give him the time and the ability to do that. And he was telling me that he's got a new side-by-side with a sprayer on it. And so that I think that'll help him a lot with the control.
He printed his personal cell phone in the local paper. He won't take calls after.
Where'd the new side by side come from?
We'll talk to you that later.
Yeah, you bet.
You know, he'll do a good job.
Okay.
Yeah, so I look forward to working with him and seeing progress on the noxious weeds in the county this year. So.
Okay, well, sounds great. Well, at least we're average. I guess we're not below average. We're right in the and you said you do 26
counties.
26 counties, yeah. And it has to be in this corner, I'm assuming? Or do you
well, it, right? It goes all the way down, including Valley County and Brown County.
Okay.
Pretty much over to the river and up.
Okay.
So I do see a lot of different programs, some good, some not so good.
Right, right. Well, as long as if we're average, we're average, but we'd rather be better than average, but that's okay.
Well, you know, it just need to be proactive, and because noxious weeds obviously are something that knock down land values. I mean, if people come to buy some land and see a lot of yellow on it, and if they know that's leafy spurge, they're going to say, you know, I'm not so sure I really want to buy this. I think you ought to knock this down a little bit. And,
yeah. Right,
you
right.
Know, things like that. So that's all kinds of things you kind of need to keep in your mind as it's going on. Yep.
Sounds good. Any other questions for Dave? Anyone? Well, listen, thanks for coming. I appreciate it. And
thank you, Dave.
We'll see you next year.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Okay, we're going to move on. Thanks, Matt. We're going to move on to B, the board to approve and take or an option to take no action regarding a default regarding the Dakota County Employee Nationwide 457 Deferred Comprehensive Program. So, guaranteed minimum low interest rate fixed annuity contract. So, anyways, we're looking at this thing here. I was asking Joan a little bit about it last week. And
eight people
total right now. So there's eight people on this, and of course you guys all have in front of you the three different options. Option was it 1, 2, and 3? There's three different options, and basically, obviously the interest rate is depleting pretty quick in the next 5 years, right? We got 3.5, 3.0, 2.5, 2, and 1, and then 0.5. So.
The minimum. So
that's the minimum.
Floor.
Right.
So option one, you're going to have a credit rating that is based on market investment performance, market conditions. Two is going to give you option one plus a little bit of a leeway. You can increase transfers, but they're going to take your crediting rate and lower that.
Oh, yeah.
So then, and then three is just stay as is. No new
contributions will longer be accepted at the current fixed contract. Okay.
No
so,
new payroll.
Right.
Rollover.
So by everybody looking at their options on the piece of paper there from the Nationwide here, it's pretty much it's pretty simple, I guess. It's one of three things that we want to do, and obviously the option one is the minimums, as you can see, and then the two is based upon the guaranteed minimum interest rate annually as scheduled. As it, like Kim said, this would depend upon what the market's doing, right?
And that's option one, two. But there's a difference between those two things. Like these will just be your floor, but ultimately the crediting rate is what will determine it. So like crediting rate reduced.
The crediting rate may be reduced occasionally due to the market conditions or investment performance. It'll never drop below the guaranteed minimum interest rate. Okay, so, and there's eight people on this program right now.
And then obviously option three is, you know, we do nothing. The existing balance will maintain the current guaranteed minimum interest rate for existing balances only unless otherwise agreed to Nationwide and the planned sponsor. New contributions will no longer be accepted to the current fixed contract. This includes no new payroll contributions, rollovers, transfers, or exchanges. So, Joan, knowing what you know of what's... I mean, you talked to these people.
I did talk to them.
And
so should we take no action and say the way it is right now?
No, you have. If you take no action, you still have to take sub option A or B.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It would keep the people grandfathered in it at 3.5, the way I understand it, but anybody new is going to start at 1.2 or 0.5, which is really low. Or the people that are in it right now could gradually take less and less and less on that fixed annuity account. That's option one. And what is option two?
There's an increased transfer limit, but then that crediting rate is going to lower.
Okay, so we don't want option two.
I think option two would be a bad call.
Okay.
Do you see the same way?
The crediting rate is your ultimate.
That's what gives.
What you get back.
Option one maybe is your people existing are not going to be grandfathered in. But anybody wanting to come in is going to be a higher rate.
And the percents they list are the bottom.
Like,
they're going to get that at least.
That would be made by the employee. But it needs to be made
it's
by
a contract signed by the board.
By the board, okay.
It sounded too simple, Billy, didn't it?
Well, I mean,
you're kind of dealing with their, you know, emotions a little bit here. You know, is what you're doing.
Or you could do option three, which would be leave them. Do I read that right? The people in the account are grandfathered at the 3.5.
Well, that's the way I read
no
it.
No new contributions.
But
then the board will have to provide direction to the participants' future allocations to replace their current fixed.
Right.
And then they have to choose
so
A or B sub
option. They would then have to make an option.
The participants or the donation work.
And anything they pick is going to be low. Mm-hmm. Or,
yep.
So option one, does option one look like your best option?
I think so. It's like the best of three bad options.
Yeah. I mean, they're not making money right now because they're paying more than what they can get on.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want them to go broke because they're the ones that, you know, that are, or you're not going to have a program.
Which is not right. But in the same time, that's the way it works, unfortunately. Right.
Yeah. We're a county, and we're going to go on forever. It's not like we're an individual. I talked to an insurance agent that I have some money invested with, and he said, what I sign a contract with you, I'm stuck with, no matter what the market does. But because we're a county, we're going to go on for 200 years versus, you know, somebody you're stuck with that's going to die in 10.
That is the fact of the matter.
So.
Okay, what's our pleasure here? Let's get move on with this deal. This is starting to bore me a little bit.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the option one on the Nationwide program.
Okay, we got a motion by with Tony here with option one.
Yeah.
Right? Correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And with the 457, do we have a second?
Yeah.
with the Nationwide, who's supposed to be on your side. Anyways.
I'll second.
Okay, we got to go ahead, Bill.
Okay, I just have one question. Are there any employees here that have this Nationwide? You do, Joe?
I do.
Thank you. You do? Okay, well, you made the motion. You must.
Well, you know, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, no, I know. I just want.
We're not making money like John says right now. I mean,
yeah.
The market is flyaway, it's up and down.
Right.
And it is what it is.
Okay.
And I'd rather be on the safe side.
Sure.
Than trying to make money.
No, I understand.
I learned.
Conservative.
I learned.
I didn't know if anybody was aware that this was coming up today, other employees that had this.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we got a motion by Tony and a. You done, Bill?
Yeah.
Okay. I not mean it that way, but I.
Believe me.
I'm getting bored. And we got a second by Kevin. Call roll, please, Joe.
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty.
Yeah.
Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Tom.
Yes.
Okay, C, we're going to Dakota County Board of Commissioners to confirm the emergency declaration by the chair as authorized under 18-829-50 on behalf of Dakota County for the suffering from a grain elevator explosion resulting in injuries and evacuation and danger of a structure collapse approximately 200 feet tall grain elevator structure. The governor's, we are applying for the governor's emergency funds. And what this pertains, what's happening here is, I don't know if anybody's been down there and looked at things, checked in with Deanna, whatever. I know I'm sure, Kevin, you've probably been down there and seen it. Have you?
As close as you can get.
Right. Well, and I think it was, must have been maybe Thursday night, I had a meeting with the mayor about some things. And then I ended up going down there and... The fire chief, Clint, took me right up on the scene. I mean, right close. And But anyways, we got to reach a dollar amount of $220,000, which is not going to be hard to do before we can, you know, go after our FEMA monies. Excuse me, NEMA money, not FEMA, NEMA from Nebraska. So, and I did get an update today that they're waiting for a contract to be signed from... the elevator owner and the demolition people, and they say once everything is signed, sealed, it's going to come down quick. Matter of fact, I know that I heard that they were starting to do locates there today, Mid-America, etc. So I think they must be getting close to getting it signed. So with that, I went down, I think, the day after it happened, and I did sign. Joan and I had to stop down there and sign, stamp some things to get the declaration rolling, and here we are as a board to just get everyone's approval on it. Okay? So, and I know they're starting to set up another perimeter, so when they do knock things down, I know they were going to put it, they were doing some fencing, and then they brought some containers in from Marks, and that got, I think, a little pricey. I think it was $100 a day, I think, is what it was, and they wanted to go all the way around the houses, and then they were going to put some, you know, so if it did collapse, it was going to slow, you know, things down.
They've been using them around their fiber optic hub yet.
That just amazes me, the fiber optics, where that's located at. I can't even believe it. And I've never noticed it. You know, I drove by it. Huh?
It's right on the rail.
It's right on
Stephens and the rail in a little.
But it's right along the road.
Yeah.
It's a light form building, and they put some vertical siding on it, and it's painted red. And
that's fiber optic.
That's
the central hub. If that fails, 911 and everything.
Yeah, there's a lot of important things, you know, behind that wall there, and I'm surprised that that's where it's at. How it ended up there, I have no idea. But when I did go down there Thursday, this took place on Tuesday. Was that correct? Was it Tuesday or Monday? Okay, so but it's quite amazing that, you know, there's still active fires going on in there, you know, and they were just, I think they were keeping a little bit of water on it just to kind of, you know, keep it. That grain fire, they say it's almost impossible to get it completely gone. But anyways, it was quite amazing, and I think it's amazing that you know, that no one outside of the business in general that got hurt with all the flying debris and etc. But anyways, yeah, and Deanna kind of recommended that you see, we'd like to see you guys maybe possibly, if you guys had time to stop down and just check in with her, and if you guys want to have any questions, just to go look at it and see it. But anyways, okay. So, any questions on that, or... Do we, is that, is there an action? Do we need to take action? I don't see it as.
Confirm.
Just to confirm it?
I would move to confirm the emergency declaration by the chair is authorized under state statute for the Dakota County grain elevator explosion.
I'd second that.
Okay, we got a motion by Bill and a second by Martin to the emergency declaration for the chair to sign. On the confirmation
Marty.
Of it.
Marty?
Yep.
Martin?
Bill?
Yes.
Cott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to move on to miscellaneous. We got A, Fred Kellogg, Highway Superintendent. Luckiest guy in the world that I know. With the road report. Maybe he's not so lucky, I guess. I don't know.
You have one?
Yeah, we do. Thank you.
Through June 2nd, 245 hours. Road maintenance, overtime hours, 6 hours, garbage debris pickup, 5, mowing, 10, black topping, 27 and a half, gravel haul, 2,000 tons, we'll call it, weed spraying, 5 hours, sign repair, 11 and a half, road concerns, grading, 120th Street, Gulf Road, gravel, 120th Street, Gulf Road, and Frank O'Neill's Road.
Okay, any questions for Fred?
The blacktopping going all right?
Yes. We're not done, but we old sawmill with two spots yet.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, trying to just catch up with manpower, like we were talking earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough when you have X amount of manpower, and then all of a sudden, I know we talked a couple weeks ago, then all of a sudden, you know, people are, if it's a vacation day, or if they're sick, or they got to do this, or yeah, then all of a sudden you're short a couple guys, you know, out of, you know, the 7 or 3 guys, you know. Yeah, it makes it tough to get caught up, no question about it. So, okay, if there ain't no questions for Fred, thank you, Fred. Okay, we're going to move on. Also in our packet, we have the on miscellaneous, the board to clarify intent regarding the Three Rivers Health Insurance deductible increase. So, I don't know where, I have not heard where we stand at with contracts.
I think they're waiting on this.
Okay. So, okay, everybody has in front of them of what, of kind of what you obviously has been discussed. The approval by the board, July 17th, effective January 1st. Obviously, it shows what our normal plan was. From 18, 19, 20, and 21, where the deductibles just gradually went up. So who's done the negotiating for number one? Who's done that? Okay. You got some feedback for us?
Well, actually, we told them about the increase on the deductibles and... We want to make sure they understand how the deductible is going to work. And it seems to me they understood what we're trying to tell them.
So. And correct me if I'm wrong, but basically, this is going to be a savings into our health account, correct? So it'll replenish our monies back into that health account. So, I mean, we're gonna—it's gonna—it's gonna help us It's going to help us out, but it's not like a, you know, everybody thinks it's just going to be a quick fix and things. It's going to be an overtime thing, right?
Yeah.
It's basically, yeah, okay.
It'll be available a year from now.
Or so?
It won't.
Right.
It'll be some time.
Right, yeah. That's your right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It is. And that's provided you don't know what our health costs are going to be.
Yeah, it's a gamble.
It's unpredictable.
It's
for one thing, but the $90 that we're supposed to increase the premiums on the insurance, that's not going to be happen. So, I mean, we need to raise the deductible because, you know, I mean, that's the way the market is. I mean, it's not raining.
Well, and we've talked about this 100 times. I'm sure that how we talked about our deductibles of and Joan gets the sheet from other counties and how, you know, what the averages are and how low we've been for way too long.
Yeah.
And obviously we know it's ridiculous that, you know, our deductible prior to this year was, you know, $250 on you know, on single, and our 250. I'm just going to use that for an example. I ain't going to go into all the numbers, but, and of course we went to 400, and then the next year we was going to go to 550, and we was going to go to 750 in 2020, and then we was going to go up to 1,000. So, and we took an increase, and everybody knows about the increase that we took as the employer of $90 per person, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so instead of passing that on, which I know it was something that was discussed, I think that that is no longer a discussion, because the fact that we don't want to go that route, but we would rather just raise the deductible instead.
Right.
Okay, so what's our number? What are we thinking about?
Yeah,
we've already done the single. But does the family follow that?
Tell us the single, right?
In the closed session, you voted, instead of going to 550 in 2019, to 750. Instead of 750 to 1,000 in 2020. And then in 2021, instead of 1,000, to go to 1,500. And that's what you said, 750, 1,000, 1,500. What needs to be clarified is when you go to 750, the family, it follows with 1,500, that single out-of-pocket follows with 2,750, and the family out-of-pocket follows at 5,500. Once the single deductible is changed, the family deductible doubles the single out-of-pocket and family out-of-pocket have to follow the single and family out-of-pocket because it's four times the deductible rate. So that's what needs to be clarified, is that you meant for this to go from 750 to 1500 and the out-of-pocket and family out-of-pocket to just follow that. That was what was not understood when the team was negotiating.
We just talked about single.
You just said single,
right.
and you had this in front of you, but it was never verbalized.
Okay. So we just need to ratify that.
Right.
And then the union still needs to accept or not accept it.
For 2017, 37 that met their deductibles. The closed session, yes, I do remember that. And the average savings, that's right, because it's all coming back to me now, John. It's all coming back to me.
Your computer is not working, is it?
Todd Hammer, do you have any questions?
He's got his bone.
I hear comments. Well, okay, my question is, if we switch it to this, what's going to stop you guys from doing it again next year? after going to a 4-year contract last year, now you want to scrub that, go to this one. Next year, let's say you're not going to scrub that because of the insurance increases in the marketplace.
Would you rather pay the increase? I mean, that's what we presented to the department as a one.
No, answer my question. What's going to stop you from changing an agreed contract?
There's nothing to stop us.
Okay.
I mean, it could be opened up again.
That's correct.
No, I wouldn't say that. I don't see that happening. I don't. That $90 is a pretty big increase.
I agree the deductibles are good deductibles.
They are.
There's no doubt about that. My hitch is more on the agreement we had and what's going to stop you from breaking that again. That's what I'd have to
say. Well, you have to agree to it every time. I mean, it's not cut and dried either.
True, but we want.
We all want to get along.
Yeah, we want to work with everybody. It's not easier to get along with than most of the people that we're dealing with. Just something to chew on. I'm not bashing you guys.
No, I mean, and that's understandable.
But I mean, okay. With Bill, you know, it has to be negotiated every time we come to that. I mean,
and would you do a 3-year contract? Would that eliminate
the 3-year step?
Right.
No, a 3-year contract.
They're more apt to a 3-year. And even am I, because
it's not a bad idea.
No. I think 3 years better for everybody.
Boy, yeah, I would agree, as long as it, yeah.
But I know the health insurance that's a huge monster, and we got good doctors.
And it, you know what, it's a sore subject, I think, in every business entity. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's the inedible, and it's painful for everyone.
I think that there's nothing that can be done for family. We have very few that have family insurance, but man, that's expensive. And I feel sorry for those that have to cover their families. That, really. And did you say it's going to go up to $1,500 a month?
Their premium rate is not going to change.
Premium's not, but
just the deductible.
Deductible and out of pocket if they go to the hospital that they would have to meet. The premium cost is, the county is picking up almost half of the cost.
So premiums are
good. That's why it would be nice to build that insurance fund back up. Yeah. Right now, we're in the red and borrowing.
Not a lot of fancy, but that's the art.
Mm-hmm. And families increasing. I mean, I think we had 2 or 3 new families enroll. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Scott.
I think Todd brings up a really good point.
But,
you know, if we're just going to have to change it, then why even project it out that far?
Well, if we do a 3-year contract, we're going to want to project it out.
Okay. Are we gonna stick with it though, or are we gonna?
Are we going to, or are we going to? Yeah, yeah. You know, you're yeah. Trying to figure out which hat you're wearing.
Hey!
No, I'm saying as the board. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we are going to agree to something, then we need to stick with it as a board. And I understand that things change.
We didn't expect to get hit with
the 90. I think that's what brought this whole can of worms is that increase. Otherwise, I don't think we'd be discussing it right now.
But the increase of insurance is doing us on the spot.
This is the only way that we're going to replenish that money back into that insurance fund. It's the only way it's going to happen.
And this year's certainly not starting off very well insurance insurance wise with the county. I mean, we're not in very good shape at all.
So,
going into this year either.
So
with the bosses we're having.
Yeah.
So if you guys could get a 3-year contract to sit down and talk about it, is what you think that's where the route we need to go with you guys? You think with
I think that would help. I mean, we got compensation involved in this too, correct?
Well, unless certain things are going to be open during the contract and that's it.
As far as wages.
Right.
You guys got a bargaining side also.
Right.
I would think that's what you want to do. You'd want to just correct me if I'm wrong, unless somebody speak up here, please, but unless I would just open it up for everything and get it hashed out, or do you just want to open it up just for insurance only?
Do the whole thing.
Yeah, do the whole thing and forget about it for 3 years.
Easier. Yeah. It'd be a little bit harder going forward not knowing where we're at, though, financially. You know, it'd be... And I understand.
It is. Without a doubt, it is.
It's just a lot of things to talk about, for sure. I mean, in a perfect world, 3 years would be great. I mean, it'd be better for everybody.
Yeah. Up until, what, 3 years ago, we was doing two years?
We did three. And actually, your guys said that you wanted to keep everybody negotiating at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we went to the 2 years.
Right,
we were on the off year of the deal.
Yeah,
right. And I think we opened it up 1 year for just wages only, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And everything else was put to rest at the time. Yeah. Okay, so what do we want to do here as a board? We want to consider.
I think we need to take action on something, so going forward negotiating, we know what we're doing.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I would move to go with the deductible increase that we proposed back in April 9th with the July 119 750 deductible, which means the family would be $1,500. 2020 January 1,000 deductible for single and 2,000 family, and then January 1, 2021 $1,500 deductible single, and then 3,000 family.
Okay. Does your single and family out of pocket?
Out of pocket.
Follow that.
Follow the same guidelines.
Yes. Follow the same guidelines.
Before we second it, the people that have met their deductibles, the people that have already paid their deductibles, and now are going to have to repay them, is this something that we can help with?
This is January 1 and 19.
Yeah, it'll change it.
Well, that says July 1st.
July 1 and 19.
19.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just
that does say July
year 1. Off there.
Insurance and taxes are so hard to figure because everything is backwards.
So that should be January 1, 19?
I don't know. I think we did say
July. It should, really. The
I think
year.
We did say July. I think we did say July. I think we did.
That should.
Because she said it was...
Deductible should be the calendar year.
I'm almost sure Amy said that you could do it at any time.
Yeah, she did. Yeah,
I mean, I don't know how that reflects, and that's a great question because, you know, the people that have met...
Those, I don't know.
This gives them a year and a half versus one. We're pushing it out a year and a half.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, because it won't change until 2020. So they got all of 19 and the rest of this year.
No.
Right.
Middle of 19,
yeah.
It's
going to
change.
There's going to change next year. Instead of the first
July. Okay, so it's going to be July 1st from here.
That's the way I understood.
Okay.
Well, and it's better for your bargaining, isn't it? For as far as the employees.
If they didn't need
I thought we talked in 2018. July 1st of 2018.
July 20 of 18, it went to 400. We have a $400 deductible.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we were going to go to 550.
And 1100.
Instead, we're going asking if we can go to 750 in July of that year.
Of 18 or
19.
So basically, everything just in a round fashion, it's about it rolled up a year, and then plus it's not really, it's, you know, the difference is roughly $250 to $300 difference. Roughly, is what it is, from what we have on paper and what we want to change it to, give or take. Yeah.
Well,
Bill made a motion. Okay. We got a motion from Bill, and I'm not going to go over. You want me to go over everything on it? Are you?
He has some records.
It's on record. Okay. All right. With the new deductibles changing for the next 3 years, is that right? We had
through 2021.
Through 2021. And we got a second by Tony. Call roll, please, Joan.
Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Okay. Board C, to discuss the county sales tax for public safety services. We all know of what's going down right now with public safety services and taxes and what everybody, maybe we all don't know. But I think, am I liberal to talk about this yet?
Mm-mm.
Okay. For the county, I think there's some other entities that are looking at some things too as well. I can say that, okay. But anyways, so the county, we're kind of thinking about our sales tax on what our limits are and what we're capable of doing, and if we have the option to be able to sell it to the taxpayers for public service. Okay, so Joan, I know you've talked about this, and I know you've sent me, all of us, a lot of emails on this with, it will exclude some of the villages and the cities because of the fact that one of two things, they're at their max, correct?
No. If a city or a village has a sales tax, doesn't matter how much, the county tax does not apply there.
Okay.
Period. The county has up to 1.5 cents. We already have a 0.5 cent. We can do another 0.5 cent project. Homer and Emerson do not have a city tax, so then it would apply there also.
Okay.
It will not apply in South Sioux, Dakota City,
right.
Jackson. Is that it?
Hubbard?
And Hubbard. Hubbard has...
Come on, how can you forget Hubbard?
Hubbard has a 1 cent sales tax on the general November ballot. If that passes, then it would not apply there also.
Okay, so, in a round figure, what are we thinking that a 0.5 cent would just... I know it's skeptical. I mean, you know that... Yeah. I'm just sitting there trying to think throughout the rural Dakota and Homer and Emerson, and depend upon what happens in Hubbard. If I had to guess, and I'm going to just throw this out there, I'm going to say that probably could be about $30,000 a month.
$0.5 cent.
Yes.
Here's your history.
How do you figure that out?
Well, just because I know what the 0.5 cent sales tax brings in with on the public safety agency with the fire departments, with Dakota City included, and I just kind of factored in Dakota City's, and maybe their sales tax is higher than that. I don't know. I just...
There's the history of sales tax.
It's around 40 with them, so would it be 30 without Dakota City and Hubbard? I don't know.
I think so.
Probably not. Maybe 25?
I don't know. I didn't even guess.
Yeah, I don't know either, because you got to realize...
He brings in some big numbers compared to Homer and Emerson.
Probably with Tyson.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a bad thing not to have, you know... They would be excluded down through there, correct? Because then you don't have to have that big surprise.
Another rebate.
Look what I can do.
Yeah.
But anyways,
I don't know.
This is our rebate right now.
Yeah.
Plus this.
Yeah, $360,000.
That's mainly Tyson.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of people speculate on different things, but, you know, I think the business right to the north of them is excluded because they're in the city of...
Right.
So, anyways, is this something that we wanted to bring up? And I know that it has to be, I mean, if it's something that we want to go after.
The language has to be done by September 8th.
And
put on the ballot.
September 1st.
If we want
it
on the ballot.
Yeah.
Okay.
It has to be. I think it might be September 4th.
And it had to be used for public safety.
Mm-hmm. Which, you know, there's a guideline there, obviously, for public safety. I mean, I think it's pretty broad.
You know, you might not even be talking $100,000 a year. I don't know.
Could I send you those? I mean, it's specifically spelled out in a statute what public safety is, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kim's got it. Crime prevention, offender detention, firefighter, police, medical, ambulance, or other emergency services.
So really that can't be used for any type of jailers?
Right.
Crime prevention.
Crime prevention, I mean, that money could
pretty
be...
broad, isn't it?
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, to me...
What was the statute number?
13.
Yeah, I think it would have to apply. It would have to apply.
It applies to offender detention. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's just say, for instance, if it is $100,000 a year, if it's $10,000-$12,000 a month, whatever, you know what? Yeah. That's $10,000-$12,000 that we never had. So, and the thing about it is, I think it's something that we need to just talk. It was good to put it on here to discuss, you know, think about it, and then we can always.
You know, if it means property tax relief, nobody minds sales tax that I know of. I mean, I think it'd pass.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a bad avenue to explore. Is there any way to get some definite figures, do you think, Joe? I know they won't be definite, but give us some idea what it would bring in.
I can follow through on that.
I think it'd be interesting to know. I mean, yeah.
I think the only thing you'd have to really basically do is just, you know, look up, you know, I mean, two ways you could do it is look up Dakota City and Hubbard's and, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody has to have those numbers.
Yeah, let's put it on here again and make a decision.
I would think, but
I will sneak up.
Okay.
I just started.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
All right, let's.
Thanks for bringing that up, whoever thought of it. Scott and Joan. Yeah.
Okay. D, Rural Dakota County Economic Development Plan. Board to set time and date for committee to meet. What's that? Yeah, bet. So, where do we stand at there? Because I missed the last. The reason why I missed the last. Hey, thanks. Hey, Hammer. Don't forget about Wednesday.
I won't forget Wednesday.
You the man.
Anyway, Scott.
Right on. Okay, so. The last two, they had them over at the college, and those were days that I had claims to do. So that's the reason why, because they started.
We had the last one here. Yeah. Last one.
Where was I at that day?
You were doing claims.
I was doing claims in there, wasn't I?
Yeah.
That's right, because you came in. Yeah, I had some questions for you. That's right. That's right. Thank you for covering. I was doing claims, pal. You're going to be doing claims here in about 6 months. That's right, tough guy. So, anyways, what's our pleasure there? What do we want to do? We got to set a time. I mean, what's our options for times with those people? Because I'm sure that we got to work around their schedule as well, right?
Simcoe's not involved.
Oh, they're not involved? It's just our committee only.
It's I've been contacted by Wayne State College and the College Center. They would like to be on a committee to keep discussing this.
So we just want to designate two people?
No, I think we need some of the stakeholders that we had on the original committee, that Simcoe's not involved, and maybe we're looking at once a year or twice a year.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I think we need to meet fairly soon to figure out maybe what we want to do, and then we just want to keep it alive.
And maybe even get, maybe not only the steering committee, maybe get a city councilman for each of the towns that actually has some knowledge of what's going on in those towns.
Right.
To, you know,
right.
Just kind of evolve the stakeholders to people that have a little more work and knowledge of the county.
Yeah.
Because in one of those situations, in those meetings, you cannot have enough knowledge there with people. You can't. Mm. I mean, proper knowledge. How's that sound? Let me clarify that. Right?
I mean, if you want to set it in next January, or if you want to set it in August, or, I mean, and then just once that first meeting is done, then I think that committee, if they want to meet.
Then it'll go on.
Once a year, twice a year.
But then it's going to go on the rearrangement. It'll be on there as a committee. Is that correct? At the beginning of the year?
For reorganization.
The reorganization, yeah, thank you. Meeting.
Sometimes they just don't get it all right. Okay. You want a board member to be on that committee?
Well, I think so. Wouldn't you think so?
Yeah.
I mean, if we're talking about having city council people and other people, you know, if that's the case, I mean, if as long as...
Maybe a former board member with the working knowledge they gave.
Billy, you are a knowledgeable guy. No question about it. Okay, so what do we want to do there? Let's keep it rolling here.
Try to do it before the end of the year.
Well, we need to do it probably, like Joan said, to keep it rolling, just to keep it alive, because otherwise, you know, it's going to happen. And I think that's only.
Let's do it after our tax stuff in July, maybe August, September.
August.
Yeah. Let's do it after budget. So okay. The end of September.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Our budget will be done.
Everybody happy with that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Perfect.
Set a date and time.
So
how about September 24th, 2:00? No, we get our safety meeting then.
Yeah, we're safety meeting today. Well, September, what is it? September 24th. September 10th.
Do we want to do it during the day? I mean, is this more than?
You could do it in an evening. It might be easier for some of the stakeholders.
Yeah.
Should we do it like during cocktail hours? What you're saying?
Yeah, 4:35.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right on.
Yeah, that'd be fine. After our regular meeting, maybe.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, September 24th.
Okay, so Bill just made a motion to set the time at September 24th at 4:30, correct?
Yep.
And I'll second it. Will you call roll, please?
Scott.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Bill.
Yes.
Okay, so number four, we got commissioner committee reports. Anyone have any reports they want to?
Well, budget committee met all day today with department heads. We got its good start. Kind of have some knowledge now of what we're dealing with as far as our revenue for the year. It's Jeff stated that ag land values have probably dropped $50 million, but commercial and residential gained $80 million, so we're net $30 million there. At least we know we're going to be going down. But yeah, I don't know. It's going to be difficult to make the balance again as it has been. But I think all department heads are willing to work with us and try to get this thing finalized again. You know, I think everybody's going to suffer a little bit because of it. Maybe some equipment won't be purchased. It probably should be purchased. But, you know, I know we've been down that road before, but we'll get through it.
Okay. Thank you for doing that, too. Is that you and Tony doing
Tony
that?
And
Joan?
Joan.
I know I've done it a couple times, and I know it takes a lot of time and energy. And
it does.
And,
well, thank you, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to tell you something. When I remember when I was on that committee, I did it, whatever, for several years, and I remember that we usually break it up in two different segments. And I remember I was like, let's just do it one day. Let's do it one day to get it over with. And that was the worst thing ever. I would never go back to an all-day deal just because of the fact that it seemed like all the bigger budgets, by the time you're losing a little bit of steam, okay, by sitting here all day long, the bigger budgets came at the end of the day. And it was just kind of like, and then you're just kind of like, I don't know. That was me anyways.
Oh, yeah. It's overwhelming.
Yeah. But anyways,
we could not do it without.
Oh yeah, I know. I've said this 1,000 times. You guys, you know this. She's. I tell people that when I'm out in the public that Joan's our backbone. you know, facts. That's a fact. Okay, anything else from anybody? Committee reports.
Safety meeting. Safety employees.
Are we up to snuff on safety?
Oh, yeah. We all safety.
Slip, trip, and fall.
What's that?
Slip, trip, and fall.
Slip, trip,
yeah.
And fall. Anything else anyone want to discuss before we move on to mail emergency business? Is there any mail emergency business here we need to discuss? No public comment. Anybody from the public that would like to stand up and state their name and address for the record? And hi, Mike.
Hello. That's right. I only brought enough for the commissioner, not for the two ladies. We did share.
Will you state your name and address for the record? Thanks, Mike.
Mike O'Brien, 1925 F Street, South Sioux City, Nebraska.
1925. That's pretty odd that you got the year you was born and your address.
Yeah,
here.
I wish. Or you wish, or something you wish.
Yeah, right. Oh, you used to think of all of it. I'm sorry. I thought it was all mine. Yeah. Sorry, guys. I
share
with you.
Yeah.
I'll share with Scott.
Yep. Okay. Bill, you can share with Kim. How's that sound?
There you go.
What's going on here? I got to make more copies next time. Okay, so what are we discussing here today? Looks like you got the corridor of I-29. You got G Street.
No. One thing at a time here.
Well, I'm just trying to make heads or tails out of what you got going on here.
East 39th and G Street is that sign. I will take responsibility for that sign. That was something I did. But there's an arrow on there that points to get to Veterans Drive.
Yep.
Right now it points north down G Street. Well, that you can get there doing it that way, but there's a better spot for that on your map. There's an X to where it's at the present, and there's an H there where I would like to see it there. My understanding is this is county property, and I need to come visit with you guys to see if you would be okay with moving it there. Let's try this one again. That map does not show where that street is divided as you get further down on E Street. Or,
okay, real quick here. And you just stop me and correct me as I go here. On 39th and G.
Right.
Okay, is where we're at.
Right.
Okay. As you're heading east, correct? Okay, you're coming, you go down the avenue, you go past Come and Go, you're heading down 39th Street, and supposedly there's a sign right there that states...
Right, that sign that...
I guess I didn't see that copy there. That's the reason why I'm just trying to... I see the flag, and then there's a sign...
That whole thing is about a 5x4
sign. Did it used to take you down to Foundry Road, or all the way down to...
I'm sorry?
Did it used to take you down to Foundry Road, or take you all the way to the marina, and then...
Well, it went... North on G.
Right.
And there's several ways to get there
right.
From G Street.
Well, was there another arrow as you got north?
As you went down G Street, is there a place that shows you where to get off of G?
There isn't.
No.
It's just an arrow.
Originally, that's what it was supposed to do.
Okay.
But we got beat out of that spot, which would have been appropriate for it. So we moved it there until we could get a better spot for it. And I would like to put that sign with your blessing closer to where you turn from going east to make the curve to go down Veterans Drive to the north. That sign would be appropriate then.
Okay.
I don't know. Fred, did the Chambers put that up? Probably not, did he?
The city jurisdiction, right?
It's in the city jurisdiction, right?
Yeah. But if we move it, it's going to be in county jurisdiction.
Well, if you move it, is it going to be on the south side of the road?
I'd like to put it in the median.
Okay. Okay, the median going north on Veterans Drive.
Yeah, it splits before it turns back to the east.
To the north.
Or to the north, yeah.
Right, right. Back. Okay, so, yeah, you got a two-lane road going down here, okay, right?
Right.
And then it kind of snakes around,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, and then it veers out, correct? It veers out. It veers out before you even snake around.
Right.
Right? So, I guess I'm a little confused. If the city put this sign up, who's telling you that that's county?
Bob.
Livermore?
Yeah.
39th would be
Bennett.
Well, that's north of Bennett. I mean, Veterans Drive.
It's 149th Street for the county.
Oh, 149th?
Yeah.
Right on the corner right there. Now, this is also what's happening here, right, as of right now. Okay? And it's in the works right now for the city, and we have not heard back from them. But we did send them a letter stating that they were going to start servicing that road. It has not happened yet, okay?
Right.
Where it's in, you know, any type of agreement. But 149th is obviously the cutoff point, yes, for the city and the county.
Right.
Okay? But there's no median down on 149th.
Yes, there is.
On 149th there is?
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah.
Hmm.
At the end of it.
At the very end.
Yeah.
Before it
turns and goes north.
Okay. But if it's on the north side of the road, that would be a South Sioux thing, if I'm not mistaken. Anything on the south side would be the county. Correct? Am I... Well, I guess we're going to do some research on this here, Mike, I guess is what we're going to have to do, because...
Bob is under the impression that it's county property.
Why don't you work with Fred and Bob? You won't have to come back here again. Right? I mean, they should be able to work this out.
I'm not 100% sure, but the way I took it, when they put in Veterans Drive, they did away with 149th Street. You know, South Sioux had it halfway down there. Once they've actually made a curve and done away with the art part of 149th Street, mm-hmm. We have a little bit of an exit coming off of 100 or the Freedom Drive that runs into Bennett Ave.
Right, right, right.
Now, that's the only thing that we have left is Bennett Avenue.
Because
anything that's actually on this new paved piece is all South Sioux.
Right, because 149th, when it went to Bennett Avenue, that's where it was supposed to originally take off, okay,
correct,
and go straight to the north. But what they did is they bypassed that, so they came back X amount of feet back, and I don't know what it is, before you turned to, you know, hit the snake and then you know, the curve in the road and then head north is what they did. So, and I know where Fred's coming from, because they changed that without even, I mean...
That's... what I've always thought, that the only thing that we have back there really right now is Bennett Avenue.
So this is what I would
do? Anything that's paved back there is South Sioux.
Right.
But I'd be glad to meet with Bob Livermore and straighten it up for you.
Yeah, I would appreciate that.
Where I'd like to put it is in the median here.
Hey, but you want it on in the median, right? Well, see, once you get up to the medians, you're right about where it turns to Bennett Avenue, correct?
Right.
Okay, but I will talk to Bob and see what he's, because I don't know, I've never seen or a new map or what they've ever.
I haven't either.
We take care of snow removal, but that's just because we're headed down to Bennett Avenue anyway.
For the time being.
Yeah.
For the time being. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. Fred's going to get Fred's number. You got Bob's number, and then they can touch basis, and if they need to meet out there and look at it and figure it out, and then they'll get you an answer. Mike, how's that sound?
Okay.
Fred, you're the next one of them.
There is one other question.
One of them.
I understand that the county is strapped for cash. If I can talk the city into moving the sign and putting it there, and it turns out to be county property, would that be okay with you guys?
Sure.
Yeah. Problem. Well, is it not on instruction, or
tell me where you're going to put it. I'm sure it's okay. I just don't want to obstruct somebody's vision, or put it in the wrong spot.
Okay, well, I guess the first question is going to have to be, who's that property belong to?
Yeah. Well, Mike, thanks for following up on that and getting people down there. It's a beautiful area.
It
does great things down there.
I would like to comment on one thing. That picture of the flag and whatnot, it's not a very good picture, but behind that is it's a Vietnam wall. To get that picture, which I took of Duel Bragan, five police officers in Dallas had to die to get the flag into that picture because the flag was at half mast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So.
Okay. It was one of those days that they flew it at half mast.
Seems to be flying half way too often.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Yep, that's a fact.
I thank you for your
time. Yep, thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
Appreciate it.
Now I got to go visit with the city.
All right, have fun. Thanks.
After I get a hold of...
Okay, no other public comment. We are adjourned, and next time we're going to meet is whatever date. Is
18.
June 18th of 2018. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you know. I went by.